this is a big story, and it's an NFL story, and you don't know anything about it because you follow nothing NFL.
I don't follow anything NFL. I follow a little bit of MOLB because I've got a friend who works for MOLB. But yeah, the NFL, I don't know anything about.
You don't know anything about it, even though it's big news right now. So, and you promised at the beginning of this year that you're going to learn more about sports ball, which you haven't done.
Well, I'm trying to learn more about sports ball. We talk about sports ball a little bit more. Now you're going to say something about a football ball thing, right?
A football ball thing. And it's because I'm bringing it up because we've had bosses that are dicks.
Yes.
So this boss, that's what you call the coach of a team, is the boss. He's like the PD of the team.
Got it.
He's a dick. His guy's name is Urban Meyer. And he was a college coach, and then the NFL hired him because he was such a great college coach. And he's turned out to be a really bad NFL coach.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's not really that good. His team right now has won maybe two games.
Oh, Jesus.
Out of, 12. So two out of 12.
When they hire these coaches, do you have to win a certain amount of games to keep your job? Or is it like, we hire you for 2 years, see what you can do, and then we don't renew if you suck? How does that work?
It's like radio. We don't tell you if you don't get ratings in 6 months, you're going to get fired. But if you don't get ratings, we'll fire you.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
We don't say it, but it's an unspoken rule that everybody knows.
There's no magic number. There's no, if you win half of your games, you get to keep your job. No. I mean, if you suck as a football coach and you only win half of your games, you're still going to lose your job.
Right.
But this guy had the number one pick of quarterbacks. So he had the number one quarterback in the country, still can't win a game.
Ooh, what? That's crazy. How come?
Just his coaching is just horrible.
All right.
So he's got a kicker on his team, and the kicker's name is Josh Lambeau, the fourth most accurate kicker in NFL history.
Wow.
So he's pretty good. He can kick a ball.
Okay. Got it.
So he missed two kicks during the season.
How many kicks does he have? Is that out of like 100 or out of like 4?
Probably 100. I mean, he is pretty accurate when it comes to kicking. So this is a guy you kind of respect because he does win you games.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But in the two preseason games up to this point that we're going to talk about, he missed two kicks in two games.
That's good. Isn't that good?
No, I mean, you shouldn't miss any. That's your only job. I understand how mad Urban Meyer is. That, dude, your only job, don't miss a kick.
So wait a second. So is it like when somebody once taught me how to play golf, and I would take the stick and try to hit the ball, and I missed every time. So is the guy goes to kick the football ball, and his leg just misses the ball, and he does like a Charlie Brown?
That could happen. Or the guy that's holding the ball is not holding the ball correctly. I mean, there's so many factors.
It just kicks the air? Is that what happens?
No, that really doesn't happen. I mean, they pretty much connect, but it depends on where the ball goes.
But you said the guy missed it twice.
No, he kicked the ball, missed going through the upright.
Oh, I think like he just missed the ball completely. Like he went to kick the ball and he just sort of kicked air
and
fell backwards like a cartoon character.
No, there's the goal post at the end. The big yellow thing, have to kick the ball through that.
Got it.
If you kick the ball through that, it could be 3 points or 1 point. It just depends.
This is very confusing. This is like bamboozled.
This is not like bamboozled.
This is like that Fox show that we talked about yesterday, where it has a lot of rules that don't make any sense whatsoever. But go ahead.
See, that is kind of confusing. Sometimes it's 1 point. Sometimes it's three. It all depends. And sometimes they don't kick it. Sometimes they just kick it into the field. It's all. I'm not going down that road right now. I'm talking about the Dick PD here.
Okay, let's get back to the Dick PD.
The Dick head coach was very upset that this kicker missed two kicks. So before one of the games, the guy's out stretching. You know, he's in a stretch position. He's got his leg out and he's stretching. So Urban Meyer walks up to him and kicks him in the leg.
No, what?
Yeah, don't ever... It goes, hey, dipshit, make your fucking kicks. It kicks him in the leg and says, I'm the coach. I can do to you anything I want to do.
No, that would be abusive. And don't they have the same rules of harassment that we have in our job that you can't? That sounds like an HR situation.
You think you kick a kicker in his leg? The fourth most accurate kicker in the history of NFL, and you kick him in the leg while he's stretching.
That's like walking up to John Legend when he's sitting on the ground with his fingers out and stomping on his fingers and going, write a song now, bitch.
Yeah, and punch him in the throat.
Right, yeah.
And say, there you go. No, I own you. That's why I can do this. You are my employee. I can do to you anything I want. And walked away.
Terrible.
I'm the head ball coach. I'll kick you whenever the fuck I want, he said.
And what did the number one kicker guy, or the fourth greatest kicker?
He cried like a little girl. He went with his tail between his legs and did nothing about it.
I mean, you would think he would, I don't know, who's above the head coach? Who's his boss?
The GM? And then
that's who I'd go to. I would go to the GM and be like, he hit me.
But the guy's mean. He's going to kick you in the leg and you're a kicker. What is he going to do if you go over his head? You know, they just hired this guy. So it's not like he's been a coach for the Jaguars a long time.
But he's a terrible coach. He hasn't won them any games. He's a waste of space. And now he's abusive.
Very abusive. So today, Jaguars fired him.
Finally.
They said, hey, you're fired. And then the guy went, hey, I got a story. Look at me. I'm Josh Lambeau. I have a great story about this guy. He kicked me in my leg. I'm a kicker.
They didn't fire him for the kicking the guy in the leg thing?
No.
Oh.
They kicked him because he sucks as a coach. They didn't kick him for that. See. They didn't fire him because he kicked somebody. I guess you get to do that if you're coach.
No, you don't get. My guess is if Lambeau came forward and said, this is what he did to me, then he probably would have been fired sooner. You can't abuse. You can't be physical with people like that. It's one thing if you're another player and you're out on the field and you rush them or knock them down, whatever. That's part of the game. But for a coach to walk over and kick a guy in the leg he uses to kick the ball.
Yeah. Another
Again,
level.
That would be like me standing at the end of a runway and tripping Bella Hadid as she comes down the runway.
And say, I fucking own you.
Right. You're wearing my dress, bitch.
Right.
I can do whatever I want.
Do it. And then they don't fire you. They let you keep your job, and you get to keep your job for the next 11 games.
See, not only is this guy fired, but now that these stories, that's just the first story that's come out. We're going to start hearing more. This guy's never going to work in the NFL again.
No, but he'll go back to college and somebody in college will. I don't know. Maybe it's time for him just to retire. If you do that, you've made enough money. Just get out of it. It's not for you. Coaching.
If you're known as a physically abusive boss, you can't even get a job at the Gap.
Now, I wonder how many college players are going to come out and say, he treated me like crap, too.
If he treated a professional NFL player like that, guarantee he treated some college players like that. We're going to be hearing a lot of stories. This is going to be like the physical abuse, Harvey Weinstein. The chips are about to fall.
Right. So you might pay attention to Nuffle.
To football ball, yeah.
Yeah, to Nuffle.
To Nuffle.
Nuffle. You might pay attention.